Ben Mihaljevic down in the dugout here this afternoon with Tyler Renz. Tyler, thank you so much for joining me.
Nice to be here. Great, beautiful day. A little cloudy, but great weather.
We're all right. Great weather for baseball. I want to talk about you coming up to Wilson. You came to the Brewers organization straight out of high school. Did you feel like you had to mature a little quicker because you skipped college and went straight from high school to the pros?
In a sense, yeah. I mean, it's a much more professional atmosphere, obviously, than high school. But I mean, I'm around a lot of guys who are my age too, so I can goof off a little bit in the clubhouse too. So it's a little bit of both.
You were the opening night starter here, the first ever opening night starter for the Wilson Warbirds in this brand new stadium. Did you feel any extra pressure because of that? And take me through what the atmosphere was like that night.
I'd say, yeah, a little bit of pressure, but it's a good pressure. It's a pressure where you can feel more competitive. Obviously, the fans are rooting for you, so they're all on your side. So that makes a big difference. A little bit of nerves, but it's always good when you have that feeling because it gets you motivated a little bit more.
The other day with Eniel Cortez coming off the injured list, you were used sort of as a second starter out of the bullpen once Cortez's day was done. Is there any difference in preparation and mentality being the second starter out of the bullpen? And if so, what does that look like?
Yeah, there's a little difference in just your preparation mentally and physically. Obviously, you don't get an entire warm-up like a normal starter would. You kind of do a little bit before the game, but it's a much quicker kind of warm-up in the bullpen. So it's a little bit of different in terms of just warming up and your pregame throwing and that kind of thing. So it's a little bit of adjustment there.
You're the traditional starter for Wilson on Sunday afternoon. What do the next 2 days look like in terms of preparation?
I think just I want to come out attacking hitters, being competitive in the zone, and just giving them my best stuff and seeing what they can do with it.
You're from the Northeast, coming down to a little bit of a different culture here in the South. What is the best part about the Northeast that you can't find here in the South, and vice versa?
Northeast, I mean, obviously, if you grew up in the South, it's warm most of the year. You get to play all year round. Living in the Northeast in the off season, it's bitter cold. So you got to find somewhere to train, and that's a lot harder to do when there's a foot of snow outside in the ground. So there's a lot more adversity in terms of training in the off season. That's a big thing, and just, yeah, I think it's just that. The off-season training is a lot different, so finding ways to get your work in, whether it's indoors or outdoors, it's a big difference.
Tonight is Brewers Appreciation Night at the ballpark. This is a two-part question here. Do you have a favorite Brewer of all time, and what is your favorite part about being in the Brewers organization?
That's a tough question. Favorite thing about being in the Brewers organization is just the camaraderie. I think they do a lot of great things here, and I'm all on board for it. Favorite Brewers player, I gotta say CC Sabathia. I grew up a Yankees fan, so he was obviously a Yankee as well. So Yankee and Brewer there, I think I have to say him.
Awesome, Tyler. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
It's been Ben Mihaljevic down in the dugout with Tyler Renz.